Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stace, you are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 6 days off of sugar.
6 days off of sugar.
How's it feel?
Actually, not bad. I mean, my back, I feel like...
your back?
I don't know if it's because of that or just my, you know, decaying, decrepit body. But
a little bit of both.
Little, yeah.
Sugar's in your back.
Sugar is definitely stored in my back,
okay,
in my lumbar. So my back feels like it's broken and someone is just stabbing it constantly with a soldering iron.
Wow.
While it's on.
Wow.
Yeah, so feeling great over here.
Wow. That is awful.
But to be fair, that's the only, besides like maybe two other things, it's the only thing that has happened. I haven't puked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I have the flu.
Okay, I saw you on Friday, and you looked awful.
Friday
Your eyes
bad.
Were dark. It literally looked like you were coming off of heroin. I gotta come here and voice some stuff. I just gotta get out here. I don't feel well.
Yeah, Friday was bad. That was the worst I felt, but...
Do you remember what you felt like? If you can describe it?
My head was killing me. My stomach, it felt like twists and turns, like just... Someone in there just squeezing it.
Aww.
That sucked. I did feel that. But that's normal.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
You said that made your back feel better.
It did. It doesn't hurt anymore. Thank you, Casey.
That's how Deer Hunter makes you feel when you listen to them?
I don't know what it is about Deer Hunter that just...
I think everybody knows exactly how you feel. It becomes something that you can't even describe.
Yeah.
Why you like your favorite artist so much. What it is about the sound of them playing the guitar that's different than the sound of someone else playing a guitar.
Someone can play the exact same thing, and I'm like, oh, what is this garbage?
Mm-hmm. All right, you okay?
We got a whole show. Just give me a minute. I'll try to power through.
Please do.
Okay.
Please. Otherwise, we'll have dead air again, and I'll get in more trouble.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holidays. Digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
States, on this day, 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star. Poor K.H. Frickle.
Aw.
K.H. Frickle of 2429 Harrison Street had someone knocking on his door nonstop at 5 a.m.
Oh, that's rude. Are we going to find out what happened?
You know we are.
Ooh.
That's how we do it here in radio. But that's coming up with the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago today. We always started off here with music. On this day in 2016, Prince Edward Island police make a Facebook post threatening drunk drivers with Nickelback.
I don't see the problem with that.
They got in a lot of trouble and they had to take all their stuff down.
Aww.
But basically they said that there would be a fine, criminal charges, and the officer would play Nickelback in the cruiser all the way to jail.
As he should.
On this day, also in 2016, the son of the Sex Pistols manager sets fire to punk memorabilia on a boat to protest mainstream appropriation of the genre. Here he is talking.
Welcome to the great punk rock swindle.
Oh.
At a time when you can buy McDonald's Punky Nuggets, an Anarchy in the UK credit card at 19% APR, punk rock car insurance, and bondage trousers from Louis Vuitton.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but also his mother, who was there, is Vivian Westwood.
Oh,
a fashion designer.
Oh, no.
But I do like what they were doing. They're like, this isn't punk. You can't punk rock car insurance. On this day in 2008, Atlantic Records becomes the first major label whose digital sales have surpassed CDs itself. This is a good one. On this day in 1999, 98 Degrees sells exclusive band merch on the Home Shopping Network. Oh, I've got a clip. You know I got a clip. Take a listen to this.
This is that item number that a lot of you were looking for if you were enjoying some of the Christmas selections that we were playing for you. They come from 98 Degrees this Christmas. It's their first Christmas release. And, of course, we have that exclusive videotape offering as well for $17.50.
You got a CD and a videotape.
Wow.
$19.99.
PBS?
I don't know. You can't even find a VCR at this point. I found one at an estate sale. I had to buy a VCR off someone who died. That's how outdated they are these days. On this day in 1989, MTV's Unplugged premieres with an episode featuring Squeeze. Do you know who that is?
I cannot name a song, but I know who they are.
Isn't it about time MTV pulled the plug? MTV Unplugged, an all-new half-hour special for music lovers. Next Sunday, watch Difford and Tilbrook of Squeeze, singer Sid Straw and host Jules Shear throw away their amps and get down to some great music, up close and acoustic. MTV Unplugged, acoustic, unchained. Next Sunday at 10 p.m. only on MTV.
The very first MTV Unplugged premieres.
Interesting.
On this day in 1989. On this day in 1976, the Sex Pistols released their debut single, Anarchy in the UK.
You remember the band Green Jelly?
Mm-hmm.
So they did a cover of Anarchy in the UK, but called it Anarchy in Bedrock. You know, like the Flintstones?
On regular history, on this day in 2018, we got a fly in here, BuzzFam.
Yeah. It landed on me.
We're having a lot of trouble here because there's a fly that keeps attacking us.
But it's the size of a bird.
I know, dude.
These
are our first world problems here at the radio station. Why can't the fly just go somewhere? It's like when you go to a restaurant, they only come when your food gets there. And then the server is staring at you and you're like swatting away flies. And you're like, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that I ordered this in a third world country.
And they go, how's everything tasting? It's like, well, the fly.
Yeah.
The fly likes it.
On this day in 2018, Aquaman premieres. On this day in 2000, George Bush is certified the winner of Florida and becomes our next president. I've got audio from that. You remember that, right?
Yes.
Governor George W. Bush, 2,912,790. Vice President Al Gore, 2,912,253.
If only those people that were cheering knew what was coming up.
That was fake, right? He cheated.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
On this day in 1998, Hulk Hogan announces that he's retiring from wrestling and would run for president in 2000, but that was a publicity stunt.
Aw, couldn't be any worse.
Trump Hogan, what do you think?
Hogan, for real.
On this day in 1991, condoms are handed out to thousands of New York high school students. So this was that very first time that they just started giving them out at high school. And the stat goes between 1991 and 2003, contraceptive use improved by 20% among high school students.
Imagine that.
Yeah. What is that like, Stace?
Horrid.
Don't you hate condoms?
Condoms are the worst.
On this day in 1973, Rosemary Woods told a federal court that she was responsible for the 18.5-minute gap in the key Watergate tape. What did you say was in the gap if you played it backwards?
Amongst other things, it was Epstein didn't kill himself.
Right, I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
When you play it backwards, the gap, it goes, Epstein didn't.
If you play it to Pink Floyd's
Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side.
No, God. All right, on this day in 1968, O.J. Simpson wins the 34th Heisman Trophy Award. Now, this is a big deal because he doesn't have this thing anymore.
Yeah.
And that's because we know that he, quote, won the first trial, the big one. But then there was another one, or the wrongful death suit, which he actually lost. He was ordered to pay the two families, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman's family, $33 million.
Whoa.
He didn't have that. So they came in, they grabbed his stuff, they auctioned it off, in which they also auctioned off his Heisman. And somebody who owns a small steel company bought it for $255,000 to, quote, impress a girl. And now it's sitting in a safety deposit box in a bank in Philly.
Huh.
$250,000 to impress a girl.
I hope she was impressed.
On this day in 1956, The Price is Right debuts on NBC.
Today, these four bargain hunters match their shopping skills. The Price is Right, the exciting game of bidding, buying, and bargaining with your host, Bill Cullen.
Welcome, everybody, we got a live group today. Welcome, everybody, to The Price is Right.
Even though Bob Barker is 557 years old, he was not the original host of the show.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. On this day in 1948, the first Polaroid camera sold for $89.75 in Boston. Hipster's been using it ever since.
I was going to say, it's not that much. Have you looked at how much that film is?
No.
For like 12, it's like 50 bucks.
On this day in 1942, Casablanca, starring Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman, premieres. Here's some famous lines from the movie Casablanca.
All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Here's looking at you, kid. play it once, Sam. For all time's sake, play it, Sam.
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Have you seen that movie?
I have.
I haven't.
Oh,
if you can believe it. I know.
That's like right up your alley.
I know. Last year I got sick and I watched Gone with the Wind and you brought the stolen colon and inflated it in my house. Can we do that for Casablanca this?
Absolutely.
Break? Thank you very much. Love cuddling with that thing.
I know, me too.
Such a good little cuddler. On this day in 1941, Franklin D. Roosevelt signs a bill establishing the fourth Thursday in November as Thanksgiving Day. He made a boo-boo, okay?
Uh-oh.
He tried to move Thanksgiving to the third Thursday in November, and here's a little bit of what happened.
Back in 1939, President Roosevelt had a plan to lift America out of the Great Depression. Move Thanksgiving up a week. Roosevelt thought changing the date would give Americans an extra week of Christmas shopping. 23 states followed Franklin Roosevelt and celebrated the holiday early, calling the day Franksgiving. 22 kept the holiday on its normal day. And three states opted for two Thanksgivings.
Two Thanksgivings! Yeah!
Dude!
Oh. On this day in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln proclaims November 26th as National Thanksgiving Day to be celebrated annually on the final Thursday of November, all the way up until FDR moves that to try to fix the economy. I mean, but you know what? The Depression, he was throwing some spaghetti against the wall.
Yeah. It definitely could have been worse.
And on this day in 1789, little dude named George Washington.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Mm-hmm. He just celebrated the first National Thanksgiving after a request by Congress. Thomas Jefferson chose not to observe the holiday, and it was celebrated intermittently until Abraham Lincoln made it a federal holiday in 1863. So there is your Thanksgiving facts. On this day, 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star, this poor dude just wanted to sleep. This is how it goes. Waked owner to seize car. The incessant ringing of a doorbell awakened K.H. Frickle shortly after 5 o'clock today. He beheld a middle-aged, well-dressed man on his front porch. "I'm Patrolman Wilson," announced the visitor, exhibiting a badge on his coat. "Say, is that your motor car parked against the curb?" Frickle, shivering in his pajamas, I love the idea, like the way that they set the scene, peered through the gloom and admitted that it was his little sedan that he purchased a month ago. "Well, that car is stolen. I have evidence. Give me the key," said Patrolman Wilson. So Frickle complied. "See you at noon at police headquarters," said Patrolman Wilson. Frickle goes to bed, gets up, visits police headquarters at noon, and Patrolman Wilson had failed to arrive with Frickle's car. This dude just gave this guy his car. Totally wasn't a cop. His car was stolen.
Oh, wow.
They love to steal cars back. Well, they still do here in Kansas City.
Oh, they still do.
That is something that has not changed in 100 years in Kansas City. You got our unofficial holidays today.
I do. Good Grief Day. Isn't that Charlie Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Good grief.
Yeah. That's not how he says it, but like,
was that good?
It's good enough. It's good enough. It's good enough for the day before we're off for a week.
Yeah. Cake Day. Is that the band Cake?
Stacey, what does it say in parentheses?
Not the band.
Stacey.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Really the most mortifying thing. Like the thing that makes you feel like you are under a microscope and there's a whole bunch of people sitting there watching. That's whenever you try stand up, that's what it feels like.
I cannot even imagine.
Most people can't. And that's unfortunately why most people don't try it that could be very good at it.
Mm.
Because there's just this feel. Like when you walk up on the stage doing stand up, it's you, a microphone, all your thoughts, no idea what the audience has been through, no idea what offends them, no idea what they think is funny, and then you just kind of go and perform, and it is so scary.
Even when, like, in a conversation with my friends, if I make a joke and they don't laugh, they don't think it's funny, it kills me, which is a lot.
Dude, I have died on stage a couple times. It's the worst. Sometimes they just don't get it. And then what you're supposed to do is take that and then go back to the drawing board and rewrite it so that it's funny to the audience. Like, yeah. Something's missing if that's the case. But thankfully, I'm not the one that's going to be doing stand-up coming up.
Yeah, bringing back Stacey's holiday stand-up. Remember when I killed it with the Halloween? Get it?
That's what you can look forward to.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Stacey, do you like Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah.
I can't deal with this flight.
It is obnoxious.
The good Lord has sent me this to tempt me. To make
tempt you with what is in your hair.
Look at me. I could have got it. Thanks, Jesus. All right, Rage Against the Machine. They have reunited, but only for a few shows, including Coachella. And if you see a Rage Against the Machine tour poster, it's fake. There. That's what I want to say about Rage Against the Machine. Yeah. Is it out of my hair now?
It's out, yes.
Okay, good.
It's out of your hair.
All right. Hey, how about making some extra cash this holiday season, Stace?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Easiest way to do that. Log on to the KCPD's website and click on the Busted tab underneath the crime tab. See if you recognize anyone.
Oh, okay.
Any of those people.
Sure, I do.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of local people that committed crimes that were caught on camera, and the KCPD wants them identified. Tips leading to arrests start at $1,000.
What?
Yeah. So sorry to your criminal-ass neighbor. Sorry, Sally. You're a good friend and all, but kids want an Xbox. Where's the fly? Is it still
up? No, you're good.
You can't physically wait until Black Friday, or you aren't even having Thanksgiving on Thursday. You're just, like, getting ready with your family to stand in line and wait till stores open for Black Friday. There are two stores. There are two stores that are giving pre-Black Friday deals. Can you guess those two stores?
Walmart.
Yep.
Amazon.
Yep. Walmart and Amazon. Those are all, like, tech things. I wish they were giving away a fly swatter. Stupid fly.
Electric fly swatter so you can fry it.
Oh, yeah, one of those bug zappers.
I want to see it fry.
Who knew that we would need a bug zapper in the Buzz studio?
Really?
How are we supposed to do a radio show when there's a fly in the studio?
Set it on fire.
Remember when we were messing around with that Cameo app? The that it's a website where you pay celebs to send you or someone a shout out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, most people use that for, like, birthdays or congratulations. One woman named Cheyenne used the app to make Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray break up with her boyfriend. Listen to this.
Hey, what is up, Brayden? It is Mark McGrath from the band Sugar Ray. So Cheyenne is trying to let you know, Brayden, that it's very, very tough for her to stay in this relationship. She still cares about you a lot. You never know what the future may hold. And she still wants to be friends with you. But the long distance thing is just a little difficult for her.
Breaking up is so hard, unless the guy is a total douche.
So send the dude from Sugar Ray to do it.
100%.
Since we talked about it, there's new celebrities like Amber Rose, the one that dated Kanye West, Lisa Vanderpump, Manny Pacquiao, who's a boxer, Lil Xan, and Debbie Gibson.
Dude, Debbie Gibson.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
You ready?
Yeah, let's hear this. Stacey Moody, Thanksgiving stand-up.
Okay. Why did the turkey cross the road? It was Thanksgiving Day, and he wanted people to think he was a chicken.
All right, Stace, keep going.
What's a turkey's favorite dessert?
I have no idea.
Peach gobbler.
God.
No!
Sorry.
No, that was good.
It was a dad joke.
Why did the cranberries turn red?
Why did the cranberries turn red?
Yeah. Because they saw the turkey dressing.
Keep going.
I'm laughing at my own jokes.
You are.
What did the turkey say to the computer?
What did the turkey say to the computer?
Google, Google, Google. What do you get when you cross a turkey with a centipede?
No idea.
Drumsticks for everyone on Thanksgiving.
What?
Because they have a bunch of legs.
Turkey
legs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What key has legs and can't open doors? A turkey.
Keep going.
What did the farmer have? I'm sorry. I can't read. Why did the farmer...
That's so amazing about this whole thing. Why did the farmer...
have to separate the chicken and the turkey?
I don't know, but it looks like this answer gets you right in the feels.
He sensed foul play. So good. All right. What sound does a limping turkey make?
What?
Wobble, wobble. This is a good one, I promise.
All right.
Which November holiday is Dracula's favorite?
Black Friday.
Thanksgiving. I'm going to end the suffering.
Okay.
What kind of music did the pilgrims listen to at the first Thanksgiving feast?
No idea.
Plymouth Rock.
Stacey Moody on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Yesterday I was talking to Dustin, and I swear his family are like pod people.
For real.
You heard, you at least heard that part, because I just played it for you like 5 seconds
ago.
Where we were comparing what Thanksgiving is like at each of our houses.
Yikes.
Because he was like, he's got this like beautiful young 22-year-old, still hasn't been ruined yet completely, especially by family, outlook on life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got scars, emotional scars.
Just the exact opposite.
Right. And I feel like there's two versions of that There's the Dustin family and there's the Jordan family when it comes to going home for Thanksgiving. And you and I were talking about this off air. And although it's a crazy, you know, I have a crazy family, it's a big family.
Mm-hmm.
So I was asking you all these questions and you're like, I can't relate.
Yeah, it's we started out. You've always had a big family.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to, and then everybody moved. So it's really just me and my mom and maybe a couple other people, but mostly just me and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a very small Thanksgiving every year.
So let's compare. You want to?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, let's compare what Thanksgiving at my house when you have a big family versus Thanksgiving at your house when you have a small family. I'm sure there's some things that we could find in there.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
I may complain about my family, but there's a lot of them, on both my dad and my mom's side. No matter which side we go to, there's at least 30 people.
God.
Oh, at least.
On each side?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear Lord.
With grandkids now, and it's insane. There's a lot of people.
That's too many.
Yeah.
Your family needs to calm it down.
They need to stop procreating.
They do.
And you've got a small family.
I do. Now I do.
So you want to compare what Thanksgiving's like with
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
I got a list of five.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thanksgiving with a big family is the fact that if you can't make it for the holiday, the family will call you, pass the phone around so you can talk to everyone. You can't go until you've talked to everyone. And that usually takes like an hour.
Thanksgiving with a small family is when we call my cousin in jail, so he only has about like 5 minutes to talk. We all got to shove it in about 5 minutes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Thanksgiving with a big family. I'm super lucky because I don't have to interact with my creepy uncle because there's so many people for him to bother.
Well, Thanksgiving with a small family. My creepy uncle actually sleeps in the same bed with me. Damn it.
I'm just going to keep going with this. Thanksgiving with a big family. There's so many people there, so there's not really a lot of leftovers.
Son of a bitch. Well, with my small family, there are so many leftovers that we're eating turkey for every meal until Christmas, even if there's mold on it.
Never waste food.
How dare you?
That's mom's golden rule. All right, well, Thanksgiving with a big family, there's a lot of people so that the cleanup is pretty easy and kind of fun.
On that same token, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving with a small family, cleanup is also easy because we use paper plates.
For Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
Can't even bring out the nice dishes for that?
No. We just throw everything away. Sometimes we even throw the forks away. We don't even care. We're done.
The metal forks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Thanksgiving, when you have a big family, we all crowd together after dinner, and my dad treats us all to his best dad jokes.
Thanksgiving with a small family. My dad actually does the same when we bust out the Ouija board.
Oh, my God.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the bus.
Coming up with the news at 8 o'clock, I've got a story about a company that has one of those apps that hires random people, and they are not taking responsibility for something that happened.
Yeah. I can completely get this wrong. I'm not really sure. I halfway remember.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an Uber situation. This girl gets in the Uber, and the driver actually takes her part of the way that she's supposed to go, but then like detours and ends up like beating her. And
what?
Some other guy meets them at this place and like kidnaps her.
What?
Some other things happen. So she survived and reported it to Uber. Uber only reimbursed her halfway point.
Like, stop it.
Well, we'll reimburse you the part that he actually took you, that he was supposed to take you. Everything else, that's not on us.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I had something similar to that happen to me. Obviously, it's minus the beating.
Okay.
I called an Uber to go to the airport, and the person started the fare before they picked me up.
Oh, no.
And so I called Uber, and I communicated with them because I don't think you can call them.
Probably
and
not.
I was like, yo, this person, I'm not even in the car. And they started the ride, and they're like, well, they're within X amount of, like, miles from you. They can do that. And I was like, I will never use you again.
How? How can they do that?
I don't know.
Hey, we're only about 6 miles out,
yeah.
So I'm going to charge you for these 6 miles it takes me to get to you, plus the ride.
I don't know, but they did, and God damn it, I definitely use Uber all the time.
Ugh, so frustrating.
We got news coming up at 8 o'clock. Story that's pretty much like that.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Stace, did you watch the AMAs?
God, no.
What? But anyway, Billie Eilish was there, and Billie Eilish's brother Phineas was asked about a second Billie Eilish album at the AMAs, and he said, quote, "We're being a little bit experimental. I think if you're not trying to change things a bit, you're not evolving." So they're thinking about slash working on a little bit a new Billie Eilish album, it sounds like.
Interesting. Is it going to be like dubstep or something?
I don't know. I feel like her music is pretty experimental now, but
right?
we'll see where that goes. Missouri inmate, 22-year-old dude making waves in jail. That's a pun. Wait for it. He's accused of trying to flood his jail cell by peeing in it.
What?
He is accused of trying to flood his jail cell by urinating in it.
How much pee does he think he has?
What? I know, dude. I know. You saw his photo. I just showed it to him.
He looks like the type of guy who would do that.
Exactly. Also, when police tried to stop him, he kept kicking them in the groin. All that plays in my head when I think about this is like an old Charlie Chaplin silent movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where like there's some kind of like weird circus music in the background. This guy just like kicking the
Benny Hill bit.
Boom. When he kicks him in the wiener. Boom. Oh, P.S. This guy is in a lot of trouble.
No.
Just so you know. And WAG. All these strangers doing things for you apps are based in trust.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you trust this absolute stranger to deliver you food and not to mess with it. Or you trust them to pick you up and not kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's WAG, which is the dog walking one. Basically, enter your apartment, get your dog, walk it, and return the dog to your apartment. Well, a New York City woman hired somebody from the WAG app. And when that dog walker entered her house, she didn't give a fig about the dogs. Nope. All she cared about was robbing this lady blind.
Wow.
Only thing was, the lady had a camera in her apartment. Here's the kicker. Of course, this woman gave the footage to the police and the WAG app. WAG reimbursed her for that WAG session, but they will not replace the purse that their person stole unless she has a receipt for it, and that's obviously gone. Can you believe that?
I'm surprised, honestly, that WAG is taking responsibility for someone that they hired.
They did reimburse her for the
session, let alone.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the $1.50 dog walk. Yeah, here you go. Sorry that our employees robbed you blind.
Right.
But here's your $1.50 back for your dog walk.
Wow.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
For the most part, everything that you buy, if you get another one free, that's amazing.
Right.
I always had a problem with the Home Shopping Network or those commercials where they say they have the best of something. And they're like, and this is the best, I don't know, cheese grater of all time. This is the best cheese grater. You won't even like need to sharpen it or anything like that. And guess what? We're going to give you another one for free. Why do I need another one if that's the best one?
Right? If you're never going to need to maintain it or fix it,
why
do I need two of them?
Exactly.
Or like buy one, get one free, like turkey fryers or something. Like, why do you need two?
No, you don't.
You don't.
No. What else would be crappy buy one, get ones?
Flu shots? I don't even want one.
Dun, dun. But we do have a good BOGO.
Yeah.
I sound like I'm trying to sell someone jeans.
Just wait. Like... With your I don't know.
But
call in the next 5 minutes and you'll get 18 of these.
Right. Well, no, please don't. Because what we're trying to say, at BOGO, it just, I don't know. That's so like.
It does. It sounds weird. So it sounds like you're on a.
Lenexa.
Like a Macy's commercial.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think I'm picturing jeans. I guess I should call it buy one, get one free.
That sounds better.
Buy one, get one. So we have a big BOGO going on Friday, Black Friday. It's for tickets to the night the Buzz stole Christmas. Stacey!
Yeah!
Tell them all about it.
So, your options are, night one is Sunday. Holy crap.
Yeah.
It's this Sunday, December 1st. Kay Flay and Meg Myers.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
So if you buy one ticket to that on Friday, only on Black Friday, you can get another one for free because it's BOGO. No special codes needed.
No, you just go in, you buy one, and you get the other one free.
Tell about night two, Stacey Moody.
Night dose is Thursday, December 19th with Angels and Airwaves. Our buddy Tom.
You're friends with him?
I am. Hopefully he'll tell us about some alien action.
Hopefully he'll play the guitar.
Also true.
Yes, and if on Friday, Black Friday, if you buy tickets through the website 965thebuzz.com in the events section, you will get one for free.
And you could get this one for free. Night 3, Friday, December 20th, the next night, is Cold War Kids, Lovely the Band, and She Wants Revenge.
So look at this.
You guys, you can get that show for free. Well, there's like 27 people on that bill.
Would you be the kind of person that if we got a BOGO, if we purchased a BOGO deal, you wouldn't go half with me on the thing that cost money? You would be like, yours is the one that we paid for,
and mine is the free one?
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Stacey, you're over there taking looks at the deals that are coming up for Black Friday.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, I'm a little curious, but most of the electronics, are we still, like, waiting in line for 2 days at a Best Buy for a flat screen? Are we still doing that?
Like the crappy brand as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously. They're not putting 4Ks that are like Samsung 4Ks.
No. It's whatever like the low brand is. They give away one at like $100 and there's all these people in line. I don't know. Do people still do that?
I don't know.
I mean, there's Cyber Monday. That's where I do all of my Christmas shopping.
Right.
Just click, click, click. No bra. Ugh. On the couch.
Are we so everything is online. How many people are actually going to the stores?
I don't know. But those videos are insane.
The what?
The videos of people when
like
they open the doors. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm like, what are you going for?
Right. For like a mixer? You know what, though?
Well, KitchenAid. Now, if those are on sale.
Really? Really? But that is where people, I almost wonder, you know, there's people that think that that we never have been to the moon.
Okay.
They think that was staged.
Sure.
And like the photos were staged and we're just supposed to believe it. I think that I've never seen people actually fight, or it's never been in any city that I've lived in. And I've lived in some major cities. So maybe those are staged too.
No.
No?
Well, have you seen people? I have seen fights.
Over a mixer?
I can't remember what it was. It was something like a mixer though. It was like a KitchenAid maybe. And they were like, that was the deal of the entire store. Dude, people were punching each other.
Oh, yeah. I've seen videos where there will be like 50 and everybody gets one, including a little old lady with like dried up legs sitting in a wheelchair. And then somebody punches her in the face and takes her mixer.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, 1 year. You remember those doodle bears?
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. That was insane.
Doodle bears?
Doodle bears. Yeah. The little bear that you can like.
Oh, no, I know
markers.
What you're talking about. Are you talking about, like, the 1980s? Because that's when the doodle bear was cool.
It was 90s because I had one.
Oh, the Tickle Me Elmos, too?
Well, yeah, like, things like that, people lost their minds, dude.
I get it if it's for your kid, because that's how parents are, or they should be, you know.
Right.
But I wish my parents were like that. But
fighting for a doodle bear?
Right, fighting for a doodle bear. For me, be like, you love me, I love it. But over a mixer. It's when it's something so stupid like that.
Or like a toaster.
Yeah, exactly. Jinx?
Jinx. Oh, pinch poke something like that?
Oh, I'll pinch poke you, girl. Hold on. Let me put this song on.
Jordan Silver and Friends. On the Buzz.
Buzz fam, off air, Stacey Moody was talking about how she had not one, not two, but multiple doodle bears that she got for Christmas 1 year. And especially when that's the hot ticket item and your parents had to go beat each other up or beat random strangers up or the lady in the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that I was sitting here with such royalty.
Yeah, my mom kicked out probably 3 or 4 old ladies of their wheelchair just to get me a doodle bear. Thanks, Mom.
And now you have stomach issues and stuff. You wonder where that karma comes from. Because right? It all comes back. It all comes back. No, but Black Friday stuff, I don't know. It's just, for me, it's like saving 10%. I don't know. Nope.
Yeah.
I want to buy one, get one free, like the tickets for our
Night the Bus Stole Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
You know, that
I always want to call it Buzz Under the Stars because, like, my brain is just filled with too much other stuff.
Yeah, that's all right.
But, yeah, like a buy one, get one, that is, all right, cool. But you're going to be 10% off of this $30 thing. I am not waiting in line.
Seriously, if it's like, if you give me something that's worth, say, a Roomba, right?
Yeah.
You give me a Roomba for $100,
you
I will
a Roomba?
Fight. No, I want one.
That's what my parents got me last year for Christmas.
Oh
my God.
Now who's the princess?
Right. True. True.
Oh, freaking true. Roomba.
Oh, it's the greatest thing. Because you can set it with your app and just be like, bloop. I have it set at times. So when I come home, it will be clean because it will have run the whole entire time. Ugh. I don't know how many times I've been like, I've shown up to something and people have been like, oh my God, what were you doing? I was like, oh my God, I was cleaning the house. Oh, I'm so exhausted. What did you do? Nothing. I sat on the couch while the Roomba cleaned the house. Roomba cleaned the house.
That sounds amazing. I have hardwood floors.
Yes, that's what you need
I blink and they're dirty after I vacuum.
Especially the cat now.
Oh, I would murder probably a good number of people to have a Roomba for cheap. They're like $1 billion.
Aren't they like a grand?
They're
the good ones?
Close, like $800.
Yeah.
One that works, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how my parents did it either. I think they sell drugs.
Maybe they stole it.
No. No, see, my mom might be very mean, but she does have a moral soul. She's very moral about things. But I was talking about earlier how you have to be some like rich money bags person to be able to take the whole week off. Ugh. And my parents took the whole week off. And I'm like, Mom, you work in a toll booth. Dad, you are a truck driver. How much money do you guys make? You're selling drugs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Anyway, but Black Friday is a thing. It's a thing. Do you even... Ooh, I've got a question for you.
Okay. Oh, God.
Do you know where the term Black Friday came from or what it means?
You know what, Jordan? I do. I do know where
I'm
it comes
so
from.
I'm so ready for this.
It's where companies make so much money in the one day, they go into the black in their budget. It's where they become positive instead of negative.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa!
That's why they call it Black Friday, because they get in the black, where black is good.
Yes. Like with gambling. Kind of. Yes.
Probably?
I don't know. I'm bad at gambling. Stacey.
Are you impressed?
But you knew that, but you didn't know when Kennedy was assassinated.
Look, my brain is only enough.
Listen.
Okay.
I'm going to grant you a wish right now. What song do you want to hear?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I have all the power in the world right now.
Hey, you got that list over there with your top song about it.
Let's hear. Ooh, I got it.
Okay.
Jay Roddy, Same Days. We got that in there?
I think we do. Yes, we do. All right. Wow. I am so impressed, Stacey Moody.
Mm-hmm.
Merry
mm-hmm.
Christmas.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Well, Stacey Moody, thank you for hanging out today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Of course, especially with your sugar withdrawals that you're having.
Yeah.
Well, today,
mm-hmm.
we've got liquid lunch at noon with Dreamers at Guy's Taco Dive
mm-hmm.
in the KC P&L. And then tomorrow, it's you and I and Dustin.
Dusty's coming back.
Yeah, he is.
From his lovely, wonderful family Thanksgiving.
Oh, no, he's at the heart doctor right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
For what?
Oh, no, he had a heart transplant when he was a kid.
What?
I know. He's okay. They just check on it once a year.
Wow.
To make sure it's okay. I didn't know that either. I was like, I put so much stress on that little boy. And he's like, okay. Yeah, and he's got a heart murmur like my cat.
My God.
Anyway, tomorrow's going to be fun. We're going to have, let's just play music. Let's talk about music, play music, play requests. Let's just have one of those. Everybody's out.
Can I play a bunch of Deer Hunter?
Well, let's let the bus family pick
what
the
if
music?
They request Deer Hunter?
Then I'm going to check their phone numbers.
Dang it.
And if it's not you or your boyfriend or your mother, then we will play it.
I have a burner. You don't know the number.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
What's it for? Why do you have a burner?
No need to know that. It's classified information.
It has something to do with food, doesn't it?
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.